Grove Laboratories presents Pauline Alpert at the piano. Louise Welch, the organ. And star of song, Jerry Wayne.
When we meet again on Memory Lane, oh, how happy I will be.
Yes, Pauline Alpert, Louise Wilshire, and Jerry Wayne playing and singing melodies you enjoy in a presentation by the Grove Laboratories.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Your local Blue Coal dealer presents The Shadow. These half-hour dramatizations are designed to forcibly demonstrate to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
Say it with words. With words, the Mutual Network presents a program in which you, the listening audience, are invited to participate. A program featuring one of the world's outstanding authorities on the English language, a dictionary maker and word detective, Dr. Charles Earl Funk.
Ovaltine presents The Carters of Elm Street, the story of one mother's struggle to find happiness for those she loves.
Nephews, nieces too, mothers and daddies, how are you? This is Uncle Don, all set to go with a meeting on the radio. We'll start off with a little song. To learn the words will not take long, for they're as easy can be. Come on now and sing with me. Hibbity gets hot, ring bo ree, Sabonia skibbity, high-low-dee, honey-co-doke with an alakazan. Sing this song with your Uncle Don. That was swell.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy. Up, Tony, come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast starts the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrill. Tonight you're about to hear another episode in a baffling mystery. The mystery of the Vanishing Village.
The Mutual Broadcasting System is now coast to coast.
Good evening, everyone. This is Gabriel Heater, privileged in a history-making moment to welcome the Mutual Network coast to coast, stations of Don Lee Network, Central States Broadcasting System, the Iowa Network, KFEL Denver, WHB Kansas City, and many new affiliates. We send greetings to KGMB Honolulu, whose audience has joined to our network tonight. A great and vital link in radio, rich in tradition of high public service, completes a march of progress and now spans America coast to coast. Combining in a vast network stations whose high standards of public performance have won millions of loyal friends. A final triumph and achievement which assures our radio audience a never-increasing standard of rich entertainment. No man is better qualified to comment on such history-making progress than Anning Prawl, chairman of our Federal Communications Commission. We now take you to Commissioner Prawl, who will speak from studios of member station WOL in Washington, D.C.
Ladies and gentlemen, I address you first as a messenger and quote a communication received from the President of the United States. The White House, Washington, December 23rd, 1936. Honorable Anning S. Prawl, Chairman, Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. My dear Mr. Chairman, through the coast-to-coast service, which is being inaugurated by the Mutual Broadcasting System, more people in widely separated parts of our country will hear the same program simultaneously. Every added potential listener adds to the responsibility which always follows the broadcaster, the responsibility of seeing that the program is worthy of its audience. The measure of the success or failure of a broadcaster in rendering a public service must be not how many people he reaches, but the character of the program he offers to those whom he reaches. In extending my congratulations upon the inauguration of this expanded broadcast service, I unite with them in the sincere hope that the programs which are to go out over this enlarged area will be commensurate with the opportunity for increased service. Very sincerely yours, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Today marks another era in the progress of American broadcasting. Today, another step forward has been taken over the air that will bring to the people of the United States a third coast-to-coast hookup of many stations, known as the Mutual Broadcasting System. This dedication tonight is particularly noteworthy because of the splendid reputation for clean, wholesome programs enjoyed by all of the stations contributing to and becoming a part of this new chain. I am sure their combined efforts will far outdistance their splendid service records as individual stations. A broadcasting station is an institution devoted to the public service, and because it is the most fitting summary I can think of, I have many times referred to it as a combination of the schoolhouse, the church, the public rostrum, the newspaper, the theater, the concert hall, in fact, all media devoted to the education, enlightenment, and entertainment of the people. Broadcasting claims a more intimate relationship with the public today than perhaps any other utility, and has captured the public fancy more than any of the other radio uses because it is so close to Mr. and Mrs. Average Citizen and family. Radio appeals to the entire family, to the seniors, and to the juniors. It is fairly estimated that radio has found its place in some 23 million homes, and if it is to survive, if it is to enjoy the success to which it is entitled, if it is to strengthen its reception in the American home and hold its place there, it must deliver into those homes programs of high quality and entertainment which, above all, are wholesome and clean. In the last 12 months, broadcasting has moved into a position more stable and secure from the standpoints of usefulness and public service than at any time since its early days. Mechanical production and reception have improved greatly. The wheezes and whistles of yesteryear are gone. Instead, you now get reproduction on your sets that brings you figuratively into the radio studio. Program quality has improved tremendously, so that today all of the luminaries of the stage, screen, and concert hall, plus the leaders in the arts and sciences, no longer hesitate to step before the microphone. The president has demonstrated time and again the usefulness of modern radio in bringing to the people of the United States the story of history in the making. I cannot say good night to you without paying tribute to Mr. Alfred J. McCosker, Chairman of the Board of the Mutual Broadcasting System. He has long been a brilliant ornament in the broadcast setting. It has been his responsibility to weld together this third chain, and well may it be. I am sure his interest in this undertaking will command the best thought, the highest ideals, and the finest impulse to render a public service not only equal to, but far exceeding his splendid record of achievement in broadcasting for many years last past as the directing head of station WOR. The association of Mr. McCosker's name with that of the Mutual Broadcasting System is the listener's guarantee of programs of the very highest order. And now that the baby is born, let's watch it grow.
Thank you, Commissioner Prowl. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back again in New York, where it becomes my very deep and sincere personal privilege to present my friend, Mr. Alfred J. McCosker, whose rich inspiration and unfailing help made so much possible for so many of us in radio, whose contributions to radio history are indelibly written on every page of its progress. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of WOR, the Bamberger Broadcasting Service, and chairman of the board, the Mutual Broadcasting System, Alfred J. McCosker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Prowl, and thank you, Mr. Heater. I believe I am accurate in saying that this inaugural coast-to-coast program of the Mutual Broadcasting System constitutes an important epoch in the history of radio broadcasting. In speaking for those who operate the Mutual Broadcasting System and the stations which constitute it, I wish to say we accept the added responsibility emphasized by President Roosevelt and Chairman Prowl of the Federal Communications Commission, and will faithfully perform the tasks in the public interest, convenience, and necessity which that responsibility brings to us. The name Mutual is descriptive of the ownership and operation of this chain of leading stations. It is cooperative in concept, and its outstanding motive is to provide listeners with programs of culture, education, and entertainment of the highest standards. Mutual is composed of ethically operated, well-financed broadcasting stations, each in its own territory, having built a large army of loyal listeners. These stations individually have received the support of leading advertisers and their advertising agencies. Up to this point, Mutual's progress has had the support of a number of discerning advertisers. We thank them sincerely for their confidence throughout the early days of our development and express the hope that with the increased facilities now at the disposal of these advertisers, their experience will induce other firms in large number to join the ranks of Mutual sponsors. Thank you for listening, and my best wishes for a very happy new year to our listeners and associate stations.
Thank you, Mr. McCosker.
This is Frank Knight speaking and introducing smart, smooth, sophisticated music by the distinguished young conductor and composer Morton Gould, who is starred weekly on his program Music for Today. We hear a typical Morton Gould arrangement of the atmospheric Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.